The cauliflower has actually been the kingpin to our family's success. There's a house here in Pro called Malcolm House, and it was run by a man called Captain Helby, and he was in charge of all the coast guards for the old Southwest England. And he had been to France and seen cauliflower growing, and he brought some seed back from France in 1915 and planted them in down at Malcolm House, where they were trying to do some market gardening. These cauliflower grew. He didn't know what to do with them. Grandfather used to go to Dartmouth, you know, with his 1915, he had his T4 then. And so he said, oh, I'll have them. So he took them into Dartmouth and they sowed like hotcakes. So he then researched out where it came from. So then he got the fishermen in Dartmouth who went across to Roscoff to bring him back some seed. So we used the seed used to come back and we used to grow cauliflower. Cauliflower production at the maximum when we were all farming together, we used to grow 160 acres of cauliflower. It was when my brother John and brother William, we were all together. We used to grow 160 acres of cauliflower at, say, 8,000 to the acre, whatever that works out to. It's been a lot of work, but because we're on the most southerly point of Devon and the land down at Pro Point, there are different levels. You have the high level at East Sprawl at the top, which is 540 feet. Then it drops down to the second raised seabed level, which is like 200 odd feet. And then the bottom level, right down the bottom at Langerstone and that, where the sea actually breaks into the fields when you have rough tides and rough weather and high tides. So we're sticking in the sea and we gets a lot of salt spray, which protected them from frost, and we got away with it. That all went fine until the supermarkets came along, and that was the end of our cauliflower production.